Gotcha. It's Mike Wynn with another edition of The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And we're going to start this week with one of our favourite tenor men, Stanley Turrentine. That song was called Two RBs. That's two, as in the numeral, capital letters for both the R and the B, and then a small s. The song's writer was the legendary bassist Ray Brown, and he's making sure we all know that it's his song. But I'm not quite sure of the significance of the two, unless, of course, he'd already written one called RB. Stanley Turrentine on tenor is the leader of this quartet. Other tracks have larger groups sometimes with totally different musos, so I can only assume this 1999 released album was recorded over several dates. Joe Sample is on piano, you guessed it, Ray Brown bass, and Harvey Mason drums. Whilst I was fumbling about at the end of the tea section to find the Turrentine albums, I happened upon the Turtle Island String Quartet, and it's been an age since we heard from them. That was one of the variations on Winter from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. This 98 recorded album has three different variations on Winter. This one was Thin Ice. Yes, that was more towards the classical end of their repertoire. This album contains a mix of jazz-influenced and Four Seasons-inspired work, but it's always a pleasure to hear the Turtle Island String Quartet. I've got half a dozen or so of their albums, consistently good. David Balakrishnan on violin, Evan Price also on violin, Danny Siedenberg viola, Mark Summer cello. In my rummage towards the end of the tea section, I also came across this Dick Thwartzik album. Albuquerque Social Swim is a Dick Fortzig original. This album, which includes his entire output as a leader, varies between his originals and standards such as I Remember April, Our Love Is Here to Stay, Get Happy, I Get a Kick Out of You, but all are treated equally, if that's the right word. Fortzig was himself an original. Boston-born Fortzig made his professional debut in Cape Cod when he was just 14. He played with all of the local Massachusetts musos, including Serge Chaloff, Herb Pomeroy, and Charlie Mariano. And then he worked sporadically in big bands, the likes of Charlie Barnett and Lionel Hampton, but was usually released due to his drug problems. He was then, rather intermittently, the house pianist at Boston's famous Hi-Hat Jazz Club. He made this album's recordings in the second half of 54. He then tragically joined the Chet Baker Quartet for a seven-month tour, but within a month of that tour starting, Fortzig died in Paris of a heroin overdose. He was still only 24 years old, way, way before he had a chance to establish himself fully. He had so much potential and originality. On the song we've just heard, he was accompanied by Carson Smith bass, Peter Littman drums. From the T section to the B's. An MRC LP entitled Study and Brown that was trumpeter Clifford Brown co-leading their celebrated quintet with drummer Max Roach, one of the very best of the post-bop groups until it so tragically ended with Brownie's death in a car crash in June 56. Another huge, huge talent lost to our music at a young age. Brownie was 25 when he died and was already regarded as one of the very best of the trumpeters of the 50s. Harold Land was on tenor, George Morrow bass, and Bud Powell's brother Richie on drums. This was recorded in Feb 55 and was a Brownie compo, Gherkin for Perkin. And I must add, in case you think that might be a smutty innuendo, the Perkin refers to the group's first pianist, the wonderful Carl Perkins. But in a week of sad early deaths, Perkins also died of a drug overdose before, in his case, his 30th birthday. we must cheer ourselves up. Who Can I Turn To from the Leslie Bricusse Anthony Newley musical, The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of a Crowd. That being, as you know, a transposition of the old showbiz saying, the smell of the grease paint, the roar of the crowd. This musical didn't quite match the phenomenal success of the earlier Brickhouse Newley show, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. We've just heard Woody Herman's big band version of that song from the sensational but out-of-print album My Kind of Broadway. This is a 19-piece big band that was recorded in Feb 65. That was supposed to be our cheer-up song, but the full title is Who Can I Turn To When Nobody Needs Me? A vocal next, and I must admit to buying this because of the backing rhythm section rather than the singer. Well, that's damned him with faint praise, at least. I hope you like it, though.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way. Last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember
This is from Tony Bennett's very latest album, this very year, 2015. It's called The Silver Lining, subtitled The Songs of Jerome Kern. So Bennett was in his 90th year when he recorded this, which seems to be what obsesses the press whenever they review one of his gigs or new records. And it is indeed an achievement to sing as well as he's always done at nearly 90. More faint praise, I fear. He's backed here by Bill Sharlop on piano. I say it, Sharlop. There's a chance that it's his wife, the equally talented Renee Rosnay. The liner notes don't say. Renee is credited as being a special guest. This was the full Bill Sharlop trio on many tracks, with Peter and Kenny Washington, the unrelated bassist and drummer. That song was the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein II, The Last Time I Saw Paris, which for me was a mistake, as I was motorcycling through northern France with a chum and accidentally went slap bang through the very centre of Paris on a busy Saturday afternoon. It's Ellington time.
Thank you.
From the fabulous Impulse LP, Duke Ellington and John Coltrane, recorded September 62. It looked like the start of a series of matching Ellington with other big jazz stars who weren't Ellingtonians, but it only stretched to two albums, the other being the Must For All Collections one with Coleman Hawkins. On this album, as well as obviously Ellington on piano and Train on tenor, both big names bring their respective bassists and drummers. There's much chopping and changing. Here, on the Duke's song In a Sentimental Mood, it's Ellington's Aaron Bell, Dr. Aaron Bell on bass, and Train's Elvin Jones drums. Here's an Ellingtonian-led big band with the title song of this reissued CD.
Thank you.
Deep Passion is a Lucky Thompson song, and he's here on tenor in this big band in June 56. The original LP was called Oscar Pettiford Orchestra in Hi-Fi, and it's another Impulse label record. So yes, Pettiford is the leader and bassist. Pettiford was in the Ellington band 45 to 48. He was a brilliant bassist who developed on from Jimmy Blanton's pioneering bass playing in the Ellington band to take Blanton's style into the bop era. Pettiford was a huge influence on all the other bop bassists, but sadly, he was a difficult man, and most of his musical collaborations ended badly due to his temperament. But here, we simply rejoice in his music. The soloists were mainly Lucky Thompson and trombonist Jimmy Cleveland, but this is such a great band that I'll give you all the names if I may. Ernie Royal, Art Farmer trumpets, Julius Watkins and David Amron, French horns, Gigi Grice, alto, Jerome Richardson, flute and tenor, Danny Bank, baritone, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Ozzie Johnson, drums. Talking of inspirational bassists.
Thank you.
It's been a while since we played Summertime, and we've never heard it quite like that before. From a live recording at the Blue Note in December 2000, they called themselves Super Bass, with some justification, as it's three of the then, year 2000's, best bassists, Ray Brown, John Clayton and Christian McBride. Brown is the senior of the trio in age and experience, but all contribute equally. The album is called Super Bass 2. There had been an early recording at Scholars Jazz Club in Boston, some 7 years earlier, in fact, with the title Super Bass. So not too much inspiration required to produce this title. A live vocal from Ronnie Scott's coming up. It's paired right down. It's very short, so I'm going to run it straight into a second one from this same set.
If you promise me you'll be my man, I'm going to love you the best I can. Stick to promise, man, that you made me. Stick to promise, man, that you made me. Stick to promise, man, that you made me. Not you stay away from Rosalie. Oh, daddy. 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 If you want me to, I cook and sew. If you want me to, I cook and sew. If you want me to, I cook and sew. Outside of you, there is no place to go. Please don't treat me so doggone mean. Please don't treat me so doggone mean. Please don't treat me so doggone mean. You're the meanest man ever seen. Oh, daddy. 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 If you want me to cook and sew for you. If you want me to cook and sew for you. If you want me to cook and sew for you. Outside of you there is no place to go. Please don't treat me so doggone mean now. Please don't treat me so doggone mean now. Please don't treat me so doggone mean now. You're the meanest man I ever seen. Stick to the promise, man, you made me now. Stick to the promise, man, you made me. Stick to the promise, man, you made me now. That you stay away from Rosalie. Oh, daddy. 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 Do, do, do. That's it. Outside of you, there is no place to go now. Please don't treat me so doggone mean now. Please don't treat me so doggone mean now. Please don't treat me so doggone mean now. You're the meanest man ever seen now. Stick to the promise, man. You made me now. Stick to the promise, man. You made me now. Stick to the promise, man. You made me down, Rosalie. Oh, daddy, love me good now. Oh, oh, daddy, love me good now. Oh, oh, daddy, love me good now. Oh, oh, daddy, love me good. If you knew how I missed you, you would not stay away today. Don't you know how I love you? Stay here, my dear, with me. I can't go on without you. Your love is all I'm living. I'm living for. I love all things about you. Your heart, your soul, my love. I need you here beside me. Forever and a day. There'll be times me love you.
I so wish I'd seen Nina Simone live. Could even have been this November 84 gig at Ronnie Scott's. Both of these short songs were written by Nina. She sings, plays the piano on the second of the two songs, and other than that, the only other contribution is from Paul Robinson on drums. Magic in every way. Be My Husband and If You Knew. I've just seen a Nina Simone documentary on Netflix. Uplifting, happy, sad, poignant, depressing, mesmerising, and wonderful, wonderful music. She was a complex character, caused to a large degree by the racism she suffered in her youth, and she became a major civil rights campaigner, which damaged her career with some elements of the public. But in the end, the doco left me, feeling sad that this hugely talented musician had so little personal happiness in her life. Next, Rock Me to Sleep. an October 2014 recording by Quintet, led by cornetist Warren Vache. It's the second of his albums celebrating the music of Benny Carter, the previous one being 20 years earlier. This features only Carter compos, this one being Rock Me to Sleep. It's usually an out-and-out vocal for the likes of Peggy Lee or June Christie, but here it's a brief vocal by the bass player Nicky Parrott, who we did feature recently with Rosano Sportiello, if you remember. That leaves tenorman Houston Person, pianist Tardo Hammer, and drummer Leroy Williams to fill out the quintet. It's closing time, I'm afraid, and we've just got time for another great bassist, this time the current heavyweight champ Ron Carter. He's the guest of the WDR Big Band, recorded in Cologne, July 2014. Let's enjoy Receipt, please. Sadly, that's it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed all the numbers and that you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.